and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Hatred for the Israelites.
You know what
it was. Today's Native, not in the Black House History Show.
Nobody really want fuego. Nobody really want fuego. Brother, what does it with Negro?
Nobody really want fuego. Messiah will bring fire down worse than Waco. Buy you some coffee and Lego, your Eggos, your sandwich with mayo and two slices of mayo. Sitting at home on the couch playing Halo, but the Messiah ain't playing no Eggos. Games, women and pants gonna get it. Flames, brothers keeping no commandments. Same, calling our armies a favor. Event with your NATO and soldiers with Dracos. Just tell me, how can you stop a tornado or bury the lava from the volcano? They really can't, bro. They have to pay, bro. The most I say so. So in chase they go for all their wicked atrocities they owe. For all their wicked atrocities they owe. From San Diego to Trinity Tobago, I'm spitting these words so our Israelites they know. Keeping commandments the only way we grow, so we can defeat the nation Galileo. Nation Galileo, get it? Cause they pale. He's bringing them hell for every bill of sale. So family, just examine yourself when that fuego come. You don't wanna get left. Forsake your sin so you complete the test. Then you can have complete rest from all your stress. Fight to do right to your very last breath, or stay wicked and receive second death. Destruction of enemies is muy bueno. Make sure that's one of the things that you pray for. Into the kingdom, the sinners, they can't go. The sinners can't go. So we say, hasta luego, hasta luego.
Brothers really don't want fuego. Sisters really don't want fuego. Nobody really want fuego. From the one that's super dead.
Turn it.
Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Nobody really want fuego.
Hey,
from the one that's super dead.
Fuego.
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 Fuego. Brother, you don't want that fuego.
You don't want that fuego.
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 Fuego. Fuego. Sister, you don't want that fuego.
Nah.
Hey.
I messed it up. Dang. Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Native Latin and Black Lost History Show. I'm Captain Yahshua.
Shabbat shalom, Captain Aparia.
Shalom, shalom, Officer Amariah.
Shalom, Soldier Gam Leo.
You could put this down a little. I noticed you put your leg up. Look at that.
Yeah, there we go. Look at the ingenuity.
Yeah. Damn, I don't know why this sounds. Oh, I think because I got my headphones low. It sounds low.
Turn them up.
We're not showing too much of the wires and stuff, are we? I like the closer shot to not show all that mess.
Oh, you couldn't see me.
Oh, so you're going to lean back the whole way? Let me take a look here.
Oh, no, it's good. We're good.
No, yeah, we're good. It looks good? Okay.
And now we're the way we always
are. All right. Dave, messing up the camera angle.
I didn't hit live. You did.
Wow. I thought you adjusted the angle.
It was you that gave me this woman, Lord.
Hey, you trimmed your beard.
I sure did.
It was good.
I got the most, it's a lot to maintain, man.
It was. If I have it back there, then you can't get in and out of the door. So
it's perfect, guys.
We're good.
Peace, shalom.
We're good. Shabbat.
Okay. And what else? Beyonce has masks.
Oh, God.
I just saw it as I'm getting ready to do links. That's not what we're talking about today, but...
Oh, we should.
Why?
Because it's the same as the rest of Christianity.
Hey,
Is that one where she's dressed like ISIS or something?
No,
like
no,
that?
Well...
They got a church for Beyonce.
Yeah, like they've put up...
And you know
what? Is it Timothy's? Versus in the last days, serving their own, right?
Hey, she's our sister, man, but she's off, man.
We'll talk about that real quick before we get into intros. Read that. Was it First Timothy 4?
Grab it real quick.
That's all that is. That's another bit of prophecy you're seeing revealed. First Timothy 4:1.
The book of First Timothy, chapter 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith.
Hey, you know, expressly means like distinctly, like exactly. It means like this. Make no mistake about it. It's telling you, all right, that in the latter times, which is today, all right, that some shall depart from the faith, meaning the true doctrine, the true gospel, which we as Israelites preach. Go ahead.
Giving heed to seducing spirits.
That whole thing with Beyonce is a seducing spirit that's been building for years, right? And it's not as innocent as you would think, because some people are like, oh, but you know, we should be happy to see, you know, black people empowered and to have that sort of presence or whatever. Listen, we've gone over this before. That's just their way of kind of lulling us to sleep and saying, okay, you can make it if you sing and dance and jump and dunk and hit a ball and fight each other. All right. Except now you extremely back then you were able to sleep in the house and get some of the leftover food that master would eat.
Right.
Versus the gruel or slop that you got at being out in sleeping on a hay bed, all right, in a makeshift zinc building. Now they give you millions to do that stuff, right? Because you remember in Django when he had the Mandingo fights.
Yeah.
That's what you see now in sports and everything like that, all right? So it's seducing. It's seducing spirits because they're seducing our people to sell out for the money.
What it all boils down to is because our people have no identity, they accept that stuff.
Yeah, that's what it is. And then that's what I was going to say when Captain said it should be a good thing that we see black people in power. If they come back to their true nationality as Israel,
they will be
black people will be in power.
That's it. That's the power. The power is in the scriptures.
Right.
Hey, it tells you in the book of Deuteronomy, this is your wisdom and
right.
knowledge in the sight of the nations. That's our power in the sight of the nations. But instead, all right, especially with Beyonce, I mean, you see all that stuff with Baphomet and all that other nonsense, all right? I mean, which we know has no real power. The Lord made those things for the other nations, he tells you, all right? So it says, giving heed to seducing spirits, the seducing spirits of money, of belonging, of having an identity. Why is it seducing? Because something is lacking. And if something's lacking, the spirit seduces you. That's how Satan works. Mm-hmm. He's going to seduce you with the things that you still are not fully complete. And he's looking for the kinks in the armor.
That's what he did to Eve when he said, no, you won't surely die. Surely the Lord knows if you take this, then ye shall be as gods.
Yeah, because he knew that she had this thing on her, like,
right.
wait a second. All right. Because they had the law. She knew she was she came from her husband.
Mm-hmm.
None like women today. They forget that woman came from a man. They want to talk about, yeah, nowadays we come out of a woman's womb. But
right.
back then, from the first woman, it was not so. So she knew that. And he knew that deep down, yay, that's the weak spot right there.
Yep. And remember, that was always over a process of time. We read the Bible, and a lot of times we think that was instant.
Right.
No, this happened
right.
over like
they
years.
Like they woke up the next
right.
day, and the devil tempted them.
Right. That was
right.
it.
Yeah.
That was it. You know. And
that's
we got
a good point.
Can you imagine though, man? This thing will be like you have volumes and volumes and volumes, man.
That's
so you have to
point.
Understand that when you read the Bible, these things happened over time.
That's a good point.
Even the Bible says it, and in the process of time.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
So you know, because you can't put everything in here.
Right. Right. Read from the top of chapter 4, verse 1. Go ahead.
1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits.
And it's not just the church of Beyonce. Yeah, there's all types of stuff. It's baptism. It's apostolic.
Yeah.
It's Jehovah Witness. It's Catholicism.
Yeah.
It's Eastern Orthodox. It's Islam. All right.
Mm-hmm.
It's any form of Christianity. That's seducing spirits.
Right. But seducing spirits also, like I said, things that run your life. Okay. Addiction.
Right. Right. But I'm emphasizing the religion because people will overlook that and they
yeah.
don't think that that's a seducing spirit
right.
for
it,
people.
Right.
That's a stumbling block and a crutch. Cesar Borgia is you see, because the other things that's 100% correct because you're seduced with lust when, you know, you have that thing on you that you want to screw and all that stuff, whatever
mm-hmm.
it is, the clubbing,
right.
whatever it is.
Oh, drink.
But we cannot overlook, you know what else is a seducing spirit? Politics.
That's yep. a very seducing spirit because people kill
right.
over that. We see it all the time.
Right.
Fight over it.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's why they say don't talk about those
right.
things at work.
Right, because they're very controversial.
Yes.
Right, and they cause problems. They cause friction.
Right. We live in a world where the definition of things are what the status quo is. I was speaking with someone at the gym the other day, and you know, it was about the whole Sodom agenda, and it was like, basically, it came up, and I said, you have to understand. I said, today, tolerance means acceptance to them.
Right. That's.
And there's a difference. Tolerance, all right, has a different meaning. Tolerance means, okay, I know that there's really no change that I can affect on this. It's going on around me. But I don't have to change what I think, how I feel, or any of that stuff. When you tolerate something, there's a different. I got to look up definitions.
Well, why are you looking for that? Case in point, isn't California one of the states they want to do away with the Bible or
yeah.
something like that?
Yep.
So that's a very liberal state, is it not?
Yeah.
So if they're so liberal, why do they want to do away with something? If they're about tolerance, then they should tolerate what the Bible says.
Right.
It's so contradictory.
Well,
okay, and that's a seducing spirit even in and of itself.
The actual tolerance is a hypocritical
thing. It's very hypocritical.
Because in order to be tolerant, you have to tolerate everything.
Hey, democracy is hypocritical.
Right, right. So, there's the hypocrisy in that as well, because we need to be tolerant of that, but you can't be tolerant that are. But let me look. I got to get the definition of tolerance.
He came in real smooth, though, huh?
I got to get it. He did.
He had the deep.
Bro, the Lord's starting to show him some favor.
He's
feeling good, bro.
Yeah, I'm feeling good for you, bro. I still mess with you.
It's all right.
It's just in my nature.
I love y'all. I'll let y'all mess with me.
I'm still going to mess with you.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Get it in.
I don't mess with people that I don't like, though.
All praises to the Most High.
That's very true.
That's very true.
Uh-oh, he's been on the road too much.
Right.
So it says tolerance. A fair, objective, and permissive attitude toward those whose opinions, beliefs, practices, racial or ethnic origins, etc., different from one's own. Freedom from bigotry. So, nowhere does it say that you have to accept it. Mm-hmm. It says a fair, objective, and permissive attitude. Meaning what? I'm not going to take any action, all right, against you that you do those sort of things outside of what the scripture permits me to do, which is I'm going to tell you, right, that it's wrong, okay? If you will not be reproved, the scripture also tells you that don't deal with someone like that, all right? But here is the hypocrisy in that. They really want it to mean acceptance, and like the soldier brought out, it's like reverse intolerance when it comes to that, right? Because they like to use reverse racism as a thing. It's reverse intolerance, okay? And meaning you want me to tolerate your lifestyle and your views on that, but you can't tolerate that I'm opposed to that.
Right.
So where is really that? See, this is why the Lord understands this, and there's no middle grounds. There's no lukewarm. You're cold or hot. There's left and right. There's right and wrong, and that's the end of it.
Hey, and here's the other thing, Cap. Okay, it's not that we opposed to you if you're a Black, Hispanic, Native American.
Because you can repent of that.
Right, because you can. We oppose because the law says man should not be with man, woman should not be with lie with woman. All right, it's that. It's not you. So, reason why? Because now they try to make it. Right, but they try to say that it's the next civil rights movement, right? No, okay. Civil rights movement means that you have no civil. There's nothing civil. First of all, there's nothing civil about that.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw a picture on Facebook. They show a they use like examples. They show a socket, like a plug, and a socket. Socket and a socket. Nothing comes out of that. Two plugs plugging together. Nothing comes out of that. I mean, it's just common sense, man. That's not what it was made for, man.
Right. Kevin Yashua's example of talking about the whole Sodom agenda with somebody at the gym is the perfect example when it comes to tolerance. Because if it wasn't them trying to say that we have to accept it, then why is there hate speech when we say homosexuality is wrong?
Mm-hmm. Right. So let me give you – this is what they really mean. This is what they think tolerance means, acceptance. The act of taking or receiving something offered, favorable reception, approval, favor. Yeah. They want us to favorably accept it, but tolerance doesn't tell you that. It says you will have a fair, objective, permissive view, meaning we understand that we can't make you change that.
Right.
But the Bible says it's wrong, and we're going to do what God says. It says the act of assenting or believing. So they actually, what they really are preaching is acceptance, not tolerance. And there is a difference. And there is a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost no different than the time of the Greeks, where it's like they're trying to make you do it under bitter constraint. Not under pain of death yet, but at the risk of being ostracized. And you're the one that's wrong if you say something contrary to it. I mean, we've given examples. I don't know if it was that hockey player or that athlete that was like telling his son, like, yo, why are you dressing that way? You have this whole thing like, why should I have to adjust my whole vernacular, all right, walk on eggshells and how I act and speak? Because blue traditionally is a manly color. Pink is a feminine color. And if I make a comment and I'm like, you know, can you make that more blue, right, speaking like, you know, metaphorically, I mean, make it more masculine.
Right.
And you would be offended by that. I have to make sure that I go out of my way to not say his or hers right? Or feminine or masculine. But it doesn't make sense. So that's not tolerance then.
I'm not going out of my way for that. You a man, you a man, you a woman,
right,
you a woman.
Right.
Damn.
But stop being so damn sensitive.
But then that's also why Christ said that on that day he would give us rest, that way we could serve him without fear. Because that's what it goes into. Right. It just that is walking on eggshells. I'm very, like the way I deal with certain things, like especially at work, right? If something lewd is said to me, I'll say, no, I don't talk like that. Now you know that, so going forward, then we can't have these type of conversations, you know? I don't just go 0 to 100 and be like, oh, blah, 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 type thing like that, but...
Well, that's wisdom.
Well, yeah, exactly. But it goes back into the whole thing of them... socially acceptable to have those types of conversations and things like that. And then, so when I say I don't talk like that, I'll say things like, oh, no, I don't do that because I'm married. Oh, what are you, gay? It's gay. You know, you can't have these conversations because you're married. And it's like, well, no, that's what the Lord says.
Yeah, like it's not cool in society to be faithful to your wife.
Exactly, exactly. So
when
that
the Bible clearly
so it all
says
ties
you should be faithful to your wife.
Well, and that's other levels, right? So the infidelity thing, nobody on government levels are going on record or saying it's okay. They do it subtly by allowing certain messages to go out. But that's another level of tolerance and acceptance and,
right.
and what they want you to do, too. So, you know, like I always say, whenever we speak about these issues, you have micro and macro versions of these things, right? So, you know, it could be between you and a friend. It could be at the workplace. And then it could be something that's in a worldview perspective. But I use the Sodom agenda. I use the whole acceptance and tolerance thing because it's just the way you see things kind of unfolding here in largely in America. Which actually, let me take that back because I got to start. I can't be using the common speech of what they do. America includes Canada and Central America and South America and
right.
Central America or what they say, whatever, and South America. And too many people refer to America and they mean the United States. So let's
right.
say what it really is. Let's say the United States, largely what's going on here. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because that's like saying the Middle East.
Yeah.
When it's not the Middle East, it's
right.
Africa.
Right.
It's a part of Africa, and they tell you the Middle East so that you can get – but because it fit the whole agenda of making Israel a state.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was Africa and you put all these Caucasian people there – wait a second. One of these two
Damn,
is not like the other. Right? But anyway – so the whole thing with Beyonce and all that stuff, you got to understand that's seducing spirits. It sings and it resonates, just like Captain said, because of Daniel 9 and 7. That's what it is. Read that real quick, and then I didn't do the show intro. I actually got to do the intro.
Yeah, we didn't do the phone number, nothing.
No. You know why? Because I didn't even do the links. As I was going to do the links, I saw somebody talking about they had a video of Beyonce Mass. And that was the first thing at the top of my freaking feed that someone else posted.
Bro, it's crazy.
All right.
It has to be addressed, though.
Yeah, read that.
The book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 7. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee.
Meaning God knows what right and wrong is. He is the one that determines right or wrong, regardless of how we feel or what we think. That's how you keep things fair and equitable, because you don't let your carnal self come out. You let the one that created everything, that transcends time, that in the beginning was nothing, right? Then he's the one that determines righteousness. Go ahead.
But unto us, confusion of faces.
And not even just of faces. You could even just say confusion and stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you have going on mm-hmm. here, right? But it says, unto us, confusion of faces, that lack of identity, that lack of a heritage, that lack of a real culture, so that we got to pick up pieces here and there. We got to invent something like hip-hop and say that's our culture.
Right.
Go ahead.
As at this day, to the men of Judah.
It says, as at this day, meaning even today, we as a people still don't know. Most of us, because some of us are waking up in these last days. Go ahead.
And to the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
Meaning southern and northern kingdom. Go ahead.
And unto all Israel that are near and that are far off.
And to the scattered remnant. That's why you have some. Listen, are there some of our people in Australia? Sure, probably. Mm-hmm. And they're calling themselves Australian. And Aborigine and all Aborigine means just native.
That's right.
So you
right.
could say our native brothers and sisters here are Aborigine. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You have brothers and sisters over there saying they're from Liberia, they're from Ghana, they're from this tribe, they're from that tribe. It's still all confusion of faces. Not everybody's saying they're African American.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, read.
through all the countries, whether thou hast driven them.
Through all the countries. Go ahead. That's Isaiah 11:11. Go ahead.
Because of their trespass, they have trespassed against thee.
Because when you understand the Bible and you read the curses, you understand that this is why. And you know, that's another cut to who Israel is today. Because it says, as at this day.
It's a cut.
So that means the people that are there today cannot be. Because it doesn't bear witness with Daniel 9 and 7.
Right.
All right? Because it says we would have confusion of faces as at this day.
Right.
That means until today.
And they've never been, according to them, they've been, right? They've been the Jews.
They've never been.
Nobody's ever confused that they're not the Jews.
There's never been a time where they profess that they didn't know who they were. We know about them fleeing to the mountains and being cavemen and all that stuff like that. They don't want to talk about that history.
90% of them are Khazars in there.
But they want to say that they always knew. That alone doesn't make them fit prophecy.
Well, they don't use the Bible.
But, yeah, so listen, man.
They never discontinued from their heritage, according to them. As it says in Jeremiah.
They've always kept it.
Because they haven't.
Because they're not them. That's why. Because they're not. They are not the Israelites. They are not the Israelites.
That's the key point right there. Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. You're right.
Right. Right. They are not the Israelites. Anyway, let me go back to this. So, look at how Beyonce's thing. Yo, that ate up 22 minutes of the show. Bro, that thing got me burnt for a second. That's why. Freaking Beyonce, Church of Beyonce. Well, I tell you, our people worship anything, man. I mean, you saw it in the wilderness.
That's what it is, bro.
That's seducing spirits. Seducing spirits. Anything that makes them feel something. I don't know what will make them feel good about worshiping a woman.
Can I get a script on that, though?
Oh, wait. Get your script. I want to bring a script.
Hold it.
Deuteronomy 4:15.
Hold it now.
You know, I got my favorites. They come out quite a bit. This is one of them, too, because this is real telling. Now, our people will worship anything, and the Lord tells you that.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, and verse 15. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for ye saw no manner of similitude on the day.
He says, the reason he says, take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, he's saying basically, listen, I'm telling you how you are. So you should really take heed that all of you have the potential to worship all types of madness. Right. So he says, ye saw no manner of similitude on the day. Right. Go ahead.
That the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire.
He said, I didn't come down with wings. I didn't come down in the form of a man or anything like that, because I know you. Mm. Read.
Lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female.
Right. So he says, lest you corrupt yourselves and you make yourself an image. I would have came down in an image that you could fathom. Right. So that you could see, because you understand later, Moses wanted to see him. And he said, listen, you can't see my front parts. He was like, you're not going to be able to handle it. Mm-hmm. He was like, you know, but I'll let you see my back parts. So he's like, yo, if I would have came down that way, you would have then erected a freaking statue or something. And started praying to that.
It's the same thing with them thinking they have the name. If we had the name, first off, like you said, we couldn't handle it. But secondly, Negroes will be graffitiing it everywhere.
Hey,
putting it on chains.
This is first grade. This is the wisdom of the Most High.
Yeah.
This is the wisdom
of
the Most High.
Right.
That he uses things. Because a lot of people, they'll see disasters and stuff. Oh, no, that's just natural disasters. No. That's the Most High, and that's in the Bible, that he will destroy you with fire, with tempest, with storm, with earthquakes, with all types of things.
Hey,
volcanoes.
Yeah, that reminds me. You know what? And they throw it in there craftily. They do know it, but they say that so that we can stay asleep. In the movie Twister, when they were talking about the classifications, and his ex-wife who didn't know, they were like, oh, what's a Category 5? He was like, oh, they call that the finger of God. He says they call that the finger of God. So the top tornado that would happen, they call the finger of God.
Dang.
So they know, bro. They freaking
science
know.
Science falsely so-called.
Yeah, they freaking know, man.
Right.
They freaking know. Right? So he says, lest you corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male and female. Read.
The likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air.
And all of our people worship some form of this Gad with the animal spirits. Mm-hmm. All right. The Northern Kingdom with the different saints that represent this,
statues,
that, and the other. Even our Southern Kingdom brothers and sisters and the things that they worship. All right. Levi, they got their little saints and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Our brothers and sisters that are scattered in Africa, they got their spirits and things that they worship. Okay. Read.
The likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth.
Catholicism with the fish. A lot of Christianity with the freaking
even
fish.
Even the Pope's hat.
Mm-hmm. With, yep, all that stuff, read.
And lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them.
And I want to stop right there. You got to understand one thing. So because you got people out there that say we shouldn't have images, all right? It's not the image that's wrong.
Image.
It's easy when you read the commandments. But even here, he says you would make it and then be driven to worship
to it. To worship it, to bow down
that
and pray to it.
That is the issue.
Nobody here in IUIC does that. Okay,
hell
that's
no.
Just a depiction. So that see, so it was a it wasn't a problem when you had a fake Christ hanging on your wall for years. Good Times had a great episode on
right,
that.
Right.
Okay, but now it's a problem when we're putting up the actual description that the Bible says.
I'm
we're not laying it down worship. Nobody here bows down. We don't have things to kneel on to pray to that. Nobody in our homes does that.
Hey, I'm gonna take it a step further. It wasn't a problem when it was Jordan on your wall, Ken Griffey Jr.,
yeah, right,
all of
right.
that. And maybe you weren't praying to him, but you would look at that thing and say, man, one day I'm going to be that way. That's
be
idolatry.
Like Mike.
You want to be like Mike. That's idolatry.
Idolization.
This is why.
That's why they call them idols. That's my idol. That's my sports idol. That's my hero. Nobody got a problem with that. But we make a depiction so that we could bring something to life in the simple minds of
right.
our people. And all of a sudden, you got people. But you know what? That's a small group. That's a small group.
If it wasn't a big deal, then the heathen never would have changed the images in the first place.
Right.
But the thing is, the Bible says, as a man thinks, so is
that's
he.
A good
right?
point you just
so,
out there.
So, watch. Close your eyes. Jesus Christ. Now, if you tell me that you didn't think of the so-called false image of Christ, you're a damn liar. That's the reason why we had to.
Because it's such a conditioned response.
It's such a conditioned thing. I do it all the time. I'll hear it and I think of Caesar Borgia.
You know, for years and even now sometimes when we break bread with 1 Corinthians 11, mm-hmm. right? I used to have to consciously, because my mind would drift and imagine Christ saying that and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to consciously put a different image in
you
my
saw
head.
Jim Cavizio?
Yes,
bro. You saw Jim
yes.
Cavizio
the
in The Passion
times,
of the Christ?
The first few times. That's why I started consciously putting an image, a
yeah.
different image in my head. Because
yeah.
that's just the way our minds work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right? We visualize things.
Man, that's conditioning for you, bro.
When you said the name, what happened? I saw the picture, you know, the poster
right.
that we have, the one with the Caesar bow and then the black Christ.
It takes.
Bro, I'm telling you, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's just like you say, police officer. You have a certain image in your head.
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing.
I'm gonna show
thing.
You another way. I remember one year Bishop gave us. You might have seen my notebook that I have Moses on the front or whatever. He gave
mm-hmm.
us. He gave some of us that for Hanukkah, and I remember Bezalel. He goes, "Oh, look, it's black Moses." And everybody got on him.
Right.
It's not black Moses.
Right.
It's Moses.
Right. But you know what? He did that without even realizing.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not to fault the brother, but it goes to show you the state there. And then, of course, this was years ago, but that goes to show you the state there was. So if you say that's black Jesus, black Moses, that means you still haven't gotten.
That's
right?
saying it's all, he could come in any way.
When you start right. saying that's white Jesus, then you're right, because there's white Jesus and then there's Jesus.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Good point.
And, you know,
that's a good
there's
point.
White Moses.
And
then there's Moses. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it gets that in your head that way. Go ahead. Finish verse 19.
And shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven.
So he's telling you that all that other stuff is for the other nations. It's okay for them to do that stuff, but that you're not supposed to go after that. So that's why you have these seducing spirits, like
mm-hmm.
we read about in the beginning. And it's still hatred for Israelites because of their hatred for us. This ties into the topic for today.
100%.
Because it all boils down to hatred, which is why we, as a people, see those images of Moses, of Christ, of David, of King Saul, of Solomon, all right? And we look at that and we go, no, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
It vexes your spirit because that hatred is so strong and so prevalent.
He was ruddy.
Right? Christ said you would be hated of all men for my name's sake, that you even hate it when you see yourself in a position like that.
Mm. I'm going to bring something up real quick. Road rage is an example of that. Okay? You see the car, right? You always bring this out. That they say you get it, you just see the car, you don't see the person, right?
Yeah.
When you see the person, okay, and it's like, oh, man, that's one of my people.
Yeah.
It's different.
Like, I can't be
but bad. When you see it someone else, so, you feel a certain type of way. It's the same. It's the same exact thing,
mm-hmm.
you know. Because, and well, let me put it this way: you feel that way when you're repented.
Yeah.
If when you're not repented, you just
see
you don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Is the point I'm making.
Right. So let me do the intro here, and then you can start talking about this lawyer real quick. I got an article about it, but you can start talking about it. So. You know, we're kind of, this kind of goes with last week's episode. We're talking about the racial profiling and the dangers behind that. And Captain A has some article. I shame on me for even forgetting, but like the lynching, right?
Two brothers got lynched, man, by Edomites, man.
And again, it all goes to the dangers of racial profiling. But that it
2018.
It all stems from hatred for Israelites and how that's passed on. So today's episode is, and you should be hated of all men for my name's sake, hatred for Israelites. Call in numbers 516-531-9797, 516-531-9797. If you want more knowledge, more understanding, you want to find out more about Israel United in Christ, you can go to www.israelunite.org. That is israelunite.org. And for all your Israelite apparel, art, music, fringes, Bibles, whatever it is that you need, you can go to www.originalroyalty.com. That is originalroyalty.com.
And make no mistake about it. The Bible is Israelite apparel.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. From a spiritual perspective,
right.
Sure. Ooh. Put on the whole armor of God.
Ooh.
Oh, ooh.
You've been thinking about that on the truck all week.
Right. Yeah, I know, right?
he said, "Hold on, I'm on the show this week."
While he was driving,
I gotta think of something.
That's good.
It's a good one, bro. It is apparel. I like that.
So I'm gonna go ahead and post links. Y'all want to talk?
When you read in the Book of Psalms, the 83rd chapter, that's a very pivotal chapter in the Bible. That lets us know not only that we're Israel, but that all nations are against us as far as the crafty counsel that they set against us. Because the best way to destroy a people is to divide and conquer them. I'm going to call you African American. I'm going to call you Peruvian. I'm going to call you Haitian. I'm going to call you Jamaican. You Puerto Rican, Cuban, so on and so forth. Right? So all the racial profiling thing, we see it more evident amongst Southern Kingdom, who is the blacks. West Indian blacks and Haitians, so we see it more often with them, right? That's what they chose. That's what
perpetrate.
That's what Esau uses the most in media. We see it, and we're kind of been numb to it because we see it so much, right? But what we don't see a lot is that the Native Americans and so-called Hispanics go through the exact same things. And now we're living in a time where now Esau, with his media and social media and all these different things, now we have these things at our foot. Right there to be able to say, okay, let's go live on Facebook and now we can show the man of sin being revealed. So that's what just happened literally, what, like a few days ago in New York. A lawyer was at a restaurant and one of the employees was talking to one of the...
No, it was customers.
Yeah, it was an employee
talking to a customer.
An employee talking to a customer in Spanish. Now... I'm not sure how it is up in New York. You guys can answer this better than that. But I know out here in Phoenix, especially because we're so close to Mexico, a lot of places you go, it's English and Spanish, right?
Yeah, no. New York has a very large so-called Hispanic population. So,
okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then so this lawyer basically is saying that he's going to call ICE and get them deported because this is America. And mm-hmm. you can't be speaking that.
And that he pays their welfare, assuming that they're
right.
on welfare.
All kinds of stuff.
I don't see how they were on welfare when they were in that expensive ass. I know that spot. That's a $12 sandwich.
It's not even just, hey, don't be speaking Spanish because it's America, which is already dumb enough. But then to take it that far, to go with all the racial slurs, you know, I'm paying your welfare. I'm doing all these things for you. First off,
what was his occupation? You mentioned it.
He was a lawyer, and
he,
now
he is a lawyer.
He's a big time lawyer at that
yeah.
too.
Well, maybe not for long. They might be.
Oh yeah, they already let him go. He was running around. The
no, no, they locked him out of his office. I think.
Oh really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I got a little article to read about
hey,
it.
Just on that same, are you done? I just want to put on that same vein, just to talk about that Hispanics go through it, but it's not
right.
It's not publicized. Starbucks again. Here's an article. Starbucks facing more racism allegations after Latino customer receives cup with beaner on the label.
Damn.
Can't put this out there.
That's brazen shit, though, because, like, that's your job, bro. Like,
and then they know the customer's going to look at it.
Right. That's some
for the most part.
And that's not the first part. I think of a couple years back, somebody wrote nigger on somebody's Starbucks card.
Yeah. Yes. I saw that article, too.
Damn, bro.
Bro, just to show they can't publicize it, but the Most High's a mastermind. He is going to allow it. It took two brothers, two of our brothers getting kicked out of Starbucks.
I wonder if they drink it. I wouldn't drink it because you probably spit in it or did something to it.
No, that's perfect. That's when you go like Lotto.
He said Lotto.
I win.
Lotto.
I win.
You know what you do? You do like that. I didn't know what all those memes were with that freaking he she looking Edomite. With the phone, as she called the phone. That's when you do like her. You see Beater, and you go.
They're running with that, man.
You start crying. You start talking about emotional distress.
Hey, they had one looking into the White House, and Obama. She says, "There's a Negro inside the White House."
that's the chick that called the cops
on the barbecue
on the Judite family that was having a barbecue.
She said the Coles are ruining the environment. That's why it's wrong to barbecue. Are you kidding me? That was the case. Let the authorities that run that park decide that. Who the hell are you? If they allow barbecuing, then what the hell do you worry about that? Yeah. You freaking racist.
And he was calm, bro. He didn't turn Negro on her at all.
No,
bro. He was real calm.
Bro, they're just trying to have a good time. He was like, look, we're just trying to barbecue. like, what's the big deal?
I found it hilarious though how the other Edomite was like the one trying to defend.
Of course. Right. I mean, there's always going to be those that try to cleave.
That thing was funny as hell.
Back on that whole, you know, the Spanish-speaking thing, though. I just, like, it's so funny to me when, like, people get mad at, like, the so-called Hispanics for speaking Spanish. And I'm like, I mean, if you don't want them to speak Spanish, you know, just give them back their original tongue.
Well, to say speak English because this is America is such hypocrisy because English isn't the original language of the country.
That's what I'm saying. So give them back their native tongue. I mean, if you don't want them to speak Spanish, the one
you know
that
you
forced
is,
on them.
You know what that is? That's that white privilege. That's that, this is my kingdom. This is my kingdom. La, la, la.
Yeah.
You're in my space right now where I come, like Captain said, and get my $12 sandwich, and I'm pissed off that I got to deal with you being here right now. So now I'm going to go on this
tirade.
Yeah, exactly.
So let me read this real quick. So I'm going to read the original, and I'm going to read what's going on with him. So it says, angry white dude's rant about people speaking Spanish in New York City goes viral. The man tells an employee, your staff is speaking Spanish to customers when they should be speaking English. A customer at a New York restaurant tried to chew out employees after he heard them speaking Spanish. Instead, his fellow customers laughed at his rant, especially his threat to report the restaurant to the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. And a viral video posted to Facebook by Edward Suazo shows a very angry white man going ballistic when he overheard workers at Fresh Kitchen, a Midtown eatery, speaking Spanish to its customers. You want to know what his problem is? I'm gonna be real carnal here. Nobody's freaking punched him in the mouth yet.
Yep, true.
He's saying that shit in Midtown Manhattan where he feels safe.
Yep.
Come pull that shit
in the South
somewhere
Bronx.
In the South Bronx.
Because they be going there, too.
Go to Queens. Go to Jackson Heights and see if you're going
to. Go to Bushwick.
Go to Bushwick, Brooklyn. and say that stuff.
You might have to after losing his job.
In the video, the man tells an employee, your staff is speaking Spanish to customers when they should be speaking English. This is America. This is America. It sure is. The employee attempted to explain that his coworkers were simply interacting with other customers. That hardly satisfied the man, who can be seen pointing wildly around the room at everyone he said he overheard speaking Spanish. After other customers laugh at his antics and taunt him, while one telling him he's fucked up, the angry man becomes even angrier. My guess is that they're not documented. So my next call is to ICE to have each one of them kicked out of my country. They have the balls to come here and live off my money. I pay for their welfare. I pay for their ability to be here. The least they could do is speak English. In his Facebook post, Suazo said the video was taken by his wife and her best friend as they ordered lunch at the restaurant. He added, I wish I was there because clearly this piece of shit needed someone to punch him in his mouth. Hey, I just said that. What a big man talking down to a couple of women and a helpless employee. I wish someone tells me I can't speak in my native language. First of all, they wasn't talking to you, asshole. My country, haha. I love the way people are just throwing that word around lately. If you love this country this much, why don't you put on a uniform and protect it? If he was so offended because the waiter was speaking Spanish only because a native person spoke to him in Spanish, why don't he start waitering and he won't have that issue and family stop getting Spanish nannies and stop getting Spanish people to farm? And you know where I'm getting. The restaurant's manager told the New York Daily News that the ranting customer didn't realize the woman speaking Spanish with his employee was a regular. They were speaking Spanish because they are friends, the manager. He got mad waiting in line for his food. He stormed out. The manager said the man's rant infuriated him, but he refused to return the rancor. He's a customer, so I had to stay professional and ask him to leave, the manager said. That's what I did. As of Wednesday afternoon, Suazo's video had been viewed more than 1.3 million times. The ranting man was quickly identified as lawyer Aaron Schlossberg. Thanks to the magic of internet crowdsourcing. According to black rights activist Sean King, dear Midtown Manhattan attorney Ariane Schlossberg, seven of your college classmates from at Johns Hopkins and at GW Tweets contacted me and said, this is you, and they aren't surprised. I am asking the New York Bar Association to also look into your bigoted hate here. Krista. You know, you got to be careful when you have those type of things. You have a license for stuff like that or whatever, because you're supposed to carry yourself a certain way.
Right,
because
you're representing people, right? So you know you're gonna be biased, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, they say he's an equal opportunity offender because they show another video where he was yelling at somebody saying he's not a Jew because he was in support of – because there's supposedly some Amalekites that are not in support of the state of Israel. Like,
yeah.
That, like, they, mm-hmm. they know it's not right.
In the embassy thing, yeah.
Right. And he was, like, at a rally yelling at them. And then there was another one where he bumped into a guy in the street in New York and started calling him an immigrant, too, and getting all tough. So like all of a sudden all this video showing up of this dude, and this is like his MO, bro. Like this is what he does.
So yeah. This is my question though. Okay, so he's, because I heard that last name Schlossberg, and so he's a fake Jew, right?
He says he's a Jew.
So I mean, if he's a Jew, then this wouldn't be his country either, and he's supposed to be speaking Hebrew.
Hey,
how about
right
that?
About
that means English you shouldn't be speaking, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, the hell
catch
is
me
this?
Outside. How about that?
Yeah, really, bro.
I'm just saying.
Oh man, so there's been a backlash against him, and don't fall asleep by this stuff, all right? Because that's not justice. You know, he should be the reminder to you. That because supposedly his law office advertises that they speak Spanish, so he wants the
no
money.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So, hey, you know what?
Wow bro.
Se habla español.
Yes.
Wow. And you're saying speaking. Wow. So that means then if you need to speak, you shouldn't have any Hispanic clients then.
No.
That don't speak English based on
right.
Based
right.
on what on your whole point.
Especially in that incident at the store, because it was a Spanish speaking client that was ordering something, and the employee was talking to her in Spanish. So that means he allows his employees to talk to potential clients
Because he's going
to
get money out of it.
Get money.
God. Wow, bro.
But
yeah.
don't go to no one else's business with that.
Right. So it says lawyer Aaron Schlossberg is facing serious consequences after video footage captured his bigoted diatribe about workers and customers who were speaking Spanish to each other in Manhattan restaurant on Tuesday. Since the video of this outburst went viral, the Trump supporter has been evicted. Bro, the media is funny. You see how they frame all that?
They throw that in there. They throw little key words, man.
The Trump supporter, I mean, not that we needed to know that. It's clear who he voted for in this past election. The Trump supporter has been evicted from his law offices, named in a disciplinary complaint, and chased by reporters. I did see the video. Him being
yes,
chased
I
was. That thing was funny. And then he calls the cop. They don't let him move.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, where's your tough guy thing now?
Yeah.
He's been trashed on Yelp. You know, everybody went and they killed his reviews.
Wow. Hey, but you know what though?
Hey, how did Yelp let those through?
The algorithm.
I can't get a good review through.
The algorithm. That's the magic of the algorithm.
And singled out for a mariachi band serenade, so somebody put up a GoFundMe so that he could pay for a mariachi band to follow him around.
Yo.
Earlier this week, Schlossberg was filmed angrily complaining to a restaurant worker about the people speaking Spanish around him. He said he suspected they were in the country illegally, He said they have the balls to come here. One thing of note, like it's been proven time and again, that the highest people on welfare are Caucasians.
Yes.
Oh, Amalek. There was a whole big scandal in New York about that.
As a percentage, they make, Jews, they're like the number one. I mean, I don't know if that's if there's a more recent, but like, you know, as recent as like last
Listen,
year.
Listen, man, they take advantage of all the things too.
They're on. They're,
hey, remember the book, The Millionaire Next Door? Who was the number one on welfare? The Russians.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Right. It says, ironically, the website for Schlossberg's legal business, which has now been trashed online, boasts that he speaks Spanish.
So he knew what they were saying.
The New York Daily News reported that Corporate Suites, the landlord of the Madison Avenue space that Schlossberg used for his legal business, barred him from his office on Thursday. Now, I got to say this, you know, and it's not because I'm siding with him, but it goes to show you, man, like, imagine if that's like one of us, they could like bar us from our office for something, you know? Right. So that's really not that cool, but it's cool in a way that the irony of it, because usually that happens to us, not to Edomites. We've decided to terminate his agreement with us, company president Haim Grant told the news. His actions don't fall in line with our beliefs in our community. We're a diverse community of global businesses that have mutual respect for each other. So his Google thing went down to 1.1 stars.
Yo, but you know what? That means that a lot of people replied.
3,609 Google reviews busted it down to 1.1. And then someone, you know how you can suggest changes to business? Someone go extra points to whoever changed the Google info for average lobster's company to a Spanish restaurant.
Yo.
Yeah.
This guy's going to go from having his own firm in New York City to living somewhere in like Walla Walla, Washington, bro.
You want to bet he capitalizes on this? Because it's just, this is America.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in a letter Thursday to the state court disciplinary system, Rep. Adriano Espaillat and Bronx Borough President
Espaillat, that's a Simeon.
Ruben Diaz Jr. I think
the Ephraimite. No, he's Ephraimite.
He? Okay.
Yeah, his father was the Bronx councilman. That's the Bronx councilman.
Accused Schlossberg of misconduct for his viral racist rant. Diaz told the Washington Post that Schlossberg should be suspended or disbarred. Schlossberg ran from news reporters Thursday outside his Manhattan home. He called the police on his phone saying he was being accosted by reporters. Please send help. Schlossberg is apparently no stranger to angry public confrontations captured on video. Manhattan resident is the other guy I told you. Willie Morris posted a vlog about his bizarre encounter with Schlossberg on the street in 2016. The lawyer bumped into Morris
and called him
an ugly fucking foreigner and threatened to call the police. Another person said that Schlossberg yelled at Jewish people in the street, accusing them of not being real Jews. Schlossberg could not be reached for comment, and his office was not accepting calls or messages. See, that last one's dangerous because, you know, they're not real Jews.
He wasn't lying.
He wasn't lying.
Can't say it's slander.
He wasn't lying.
Man, that's some bold stuff, man. It really is. No one at any second, someone could just turn on a phone and record you. And like you said,
this is the celly.
You.
This is a tool.
You have to conduct yourself in a certain way, and then you're gonna be that bold.
Pride of thine heart has deceived thee.
This is my kingdom.
Yeah.
Here you are. And then the dude speaks Spanish at that.
Bro. But his employees speak Spanish. So it's okay when you're making money.
Yeah.
But it's not okay when somebody's spending $12 on a sandwich and decides, or $6 or $8 on a coffee, because you know that's how it is in Manhattan.
Well, you seen on Godfather, you know, you sell to the niggas, don't you know?
yeah, that's right. He did say that. Yeah, the animals anyway.
Yeah, the animals anyway.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, that's a little different. That's how this country was established. That's how it continually maintains itself. Not to say that they don't get income from other races, but we all know. We've seen the statistics on the black and Hispanic consumer.
Well, we're the highest spenders.
Yeah,
we make this. I'm telling you, without us, we're the salt of the sea. Like the sand of the sea, right?
Yeah.
Numbered. Think about that. Just put a dollar. What's $1 to that? That's what makes this economy go. Man.
Yeah.
Nobody spends like we spend.
Well, we don't got nowhere else to spend it.
Well, and one of all things.
But what's amazing about all of this is that it's starting to come to light. Most has a mastermind, man. Little things like this, man, they can only hide it, man. And this isn't the first incident.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff we brought out, this has been going on, man. It's just not really publicized because it's not black and white is more glamorized.
2 Thessalonians 2 and 3. And you're right because, like you said, it's starting to come to light and you see it. And part of my description is I wrote how, like, you know, this fast-paced sharing of this information today via social media and other methods. So stuff like this has been going on for time immemorial. You look at the scriptures, you look at more recent times. It's just now that it's being brought to light because of the gift of the internet.
Right.
That's really what it is, all right? Go ahead, read that.
This is the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you.
Actually, start at 1.
Verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the gathering together unto him.
Right, and that's what we're doing today. That's what IUIC's mission is, all right? That's a good way to sum it up. We're trying to gather our people, all right, as we've been commanded to do, unto Jesus Christ so that we can return unto him, all right, so that we can be sealed so that the beginning can happen.
Ooh.
Not the end, but the beginning.
It says, our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering. Mm-hmm. You said the gathering.
Apologies.
See, No. You have to read it in its context.
Yes, sir.
Because our is possessive.
Yes.
Our gathering,
yes.
The Israelites, blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans.
Yes, sir.
Important, bro.
Read.
And by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand.
As that the day of Christ is at hand. So he's saying, don't be troubled when you see these things, when you see these outbursts by these people. Those who aren't learned, that thing is shocking to them because it's like, oh my God, how did white Jesus do this to me? Because that's what they see. How did my Savior, you know, speak about people that are like me like that? But understand, Captain, they said an important thing. It's coming to light now. Read verse 3.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
Don't let anybody try to tell you that we're twisting the Bible, we're twisting the scriptures, that the message isn't what it is,
mm-hmm.
that they're going to try to, you know, cover it up and say, well, he was bigoted to a lot of people. Sure, he was. That's on record. It still doesn't change the fact of who this Bible's for, whatever. We're just using this as one example to show you of this stuff coming to light. Just one, because I want you to bring out the other example of the kids that got lynched.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read.
For that day shall not come, except there be a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
There's a couple of things that have to happen before Christ returns and the beginning happens. And one of them is that man of sin, the son of perdition, has to be revealed. And meaning what? He has to be revealed as who he is, who the Bible's talking about, which group of people that is, all right? And his true colors have to be shown. And when you see videos like this, when you see those rallies, those white supremacist rallies, when you see people like Trump in office speaking the mind of what this man of perdition believes and is about, that's the revealing of that. And those are steps to Christ returning. So say la for that.
Say la.
You know? Y'all got something else?
Yeah, we read the end of that.
Who opposes.
No. And that man of sin.
And that man of sin be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
The son of perdition.
The son of perdition. Mm-hmm. The son of hell. The son of evil is what this person is. This article that we just brought out is a prime example of that. Okay? The two lynchings of two young brothers is a sign of that. That has gotten hardly no. How does that not get any? Are you kidding me? How does that not get any press?
Right.
Lynching in 2018. Lynching. You got the somebody got the article because I got the. I'm monitoring both things here.
My phone's good.
Oh, okay. The lynching of two young. Why isn't that being publicized? Okay, and didn't it so happen not too long ago the young Judah brother too?
Yeah.
That his group of Edomite friends.
They
tried also, man, but he got away. Wasn't there a young kid not too long ago, a young Judah brother, man, that escaped being kidnapped or something like that?
Yeah.
By some Edomites or something along those lines, man. I mean, this is
that
going on.
Right?
Yeah, I think that was, yeah. We talked about the lynching?
Yeah, the one that you're talking about.
The lynching of
the two boys.
I'm not 100%, but yeah, somewhere in those let me stay cool in those Edomite states.
But those are just the cases that we actually hear about.
That we hear about. Because obviously we know that a lot of stuff, Captain Yashua brings this out a lot. We live in a bubble here in America. There's a lot of things, man, that are not publicized here. You know, there's a lot of things that we that is hidden from us. They're more the smokescreen is worried about the investigation against Trump and the porn star and all of that crap. I don't who cares about any of that stuff. How about real news? Okay, real news of what's going on to our people. But you have to ask yourself, why aren't those issues being brought out to light? Okay, we're the only ones that are really doing it when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only ones in Israel United in Christ. Okay, maybe other camps do it too, but Israel United in Christ that brings it out. What we got here? Look at this one. All right, yeah, look at this, man.
That was in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Okay, same difference. Yeah. Ramon Smith, that's the Bible Belt, right?
Yeah, right.
Ramon Smith and Jerron Morland, both 21, are two men who were lynched in 2018 on April 18th. Police found the dismembered bodies of the young men in a pond outside of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Three white men and one white woman. So you see, you know why it's important about that? Because a lot of y'all give a pass to the white woman.
There you go. Yeah. Bring
okay,
it out.
They are demons. Trust me, I've had many encounters with them back in New York. They are demons. They are real hateful, man.
Mm-hmm.
They are real hateful, man. They're probably more hateful spirit wise than the Edomite man. Not giving them a pass.
Right, right.
But they are very evil, man.
They were right there along with their men back when we were in physical chains and slavery.
Look at the picture of the infamous picture,
right,
of the lynching. Yep. Who was right in that crowd?
Right.
Edomite women looking at the camera, but some of them smiling.
Forcing their kids to look,
man. Look at this, man. Okay, three white men and one white woman have been arrested for the crime. Why isn't this making public news? God forbid. Right?
Well, because he's still three-fifths of a man, so literally only one person got lynched.
This is amazing, man. I can't find the other article now, but how Hispanics is not being put out in the light, the police brutality that's going upon Hispanics as well.
Yep.
You can't do it, man, because that goes back to the scripture in Psalms. All right, let us break their band asunder, man. This is going to unite us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and more so. See, you see this more in New York, because New York, Judah, and Ephraim, we're tight in New York. Okay, it wasn't so long ago, man. Busta Rhymes came out and said, if it wasn't for blacks and Puerto Ricans, hip hop would not have been. And again, we know that that's a false culture. That's not our true culture.
But still,
but at the end of the day, I bring that out to say this. Okay, New York, the Northeast is probably more so New York, man. It's probably one of the few states where Southern Kingdom and Northern Kingdom, blacks, Hispanics, okay, are really tight. Okay, are really, really tight. You know,
that's
you come
true.
To these other states,
that's
you see, we see more separation.
That's
out
true
here
because out here, you know, in California, all these different states out here out west, it's you don't see that at all.
Even California?
Oh man, you don't see that at all, bro.
It's bad.
I mean, obviously there's gonna be some people that have their friends that are of the different tribes and whatnot, but overall though, nah, hell no, you don't see that thing.
Look at this. Check this out. According to WJLA.com, police arrested 22-year-old Kevin. Oh wow. Well, let's see. Kevin Garcia Boatlier, 43-year-old Johnny Shane Barker, and the 16-year-old brother of Garcia Boatler. Who police say is the suspected shooter. Oh, so they shot him too?
Shot him, hung him, and then dismembered him.
Yo, man. This
That's
is...
Hey, there was another one with the little boy the other day that they were talking about that like some white guys yoked him up from the Houston bus stop. And they took him to like a house. They like assaulted him. They took his clothes.
Oh, the mother. Yeah, you saw the reported from the mother too.
Yep. And he wound up escaping. Like they were like that. They were gonna go get a gun or something like that. And then he wound up escaping. And he came back like without his shoes. Now I pray nothing comes out and it's one of those kids telling an intricate tale. All right. But because you know that could be the case. But if it is true, right? See, that's where we're a little different. We're not gonna rush to judgment on that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, because that could be it, too. You know, there's a lot of stuff like that comes out where, you know, maybe the kid was embellishing some things or something else happened and he hit it. The little kid from Houston that he was found without, like, clothes, no shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he says it was a couple of white guys that yoked him up, threw him in a van,
took him to
a house and beat the crap out of him. Listen, again, I know, especially our people, I know we lie. So I ain't going to. But if that does turn out to be true, there's another example of stuff like that going on. I mean, it's outrageous.
You know what's so outrageous about it though? The fact that like that could be a plausible event to happen to a child. You know what I mean? That like a child could say something like that and it wouldn't be too far fetched. That's what's crazy about it.
Well, it wouldn't be too far fetched because we're reading things like this that happened just last month.
Exactly.
Of two so called African Americans being shot, lynched, and then dismembered.
Yeah, you know, see, this is an Amsterdam News. Not even local, not even major news streams. Look, somebody even commented here. Come on, why isn't this on the evening news worldwide?
But then here's the flip side though. Let's say it was on the news worldwide, right? What would our people really do about it other than march
yeah.
riot, and then get pacified back to sleep over a gift that's gonna just destroy the heart,
like Beyonce Mass.
Yeah,
Beyonce Mass.
They'll do a free concert. And...
Yeah, that's crazy. I lynching in 2018, bro.
Welcome to Babylon the Whore.
And you know what? And they didn't have to lynch, right? Because that takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not like it's accepted worldwide nowadays, right? Yeah. Like back in the days when it was just done.
Yeah.
So it's done that way to make a point. Is where I'm going with this.
We did this because we hate black people.
Right. Yeah. Right, and again, all right, they talk about never forget. Look at these things.
Yeah.
Still going on. Oh, one of the memes that had the Edomite that called out a barbecue sitting in the back of the bus saying there's a black woman sitting in the front and it had Rosa Parks.
Oh, yeah. Bro, there was a lot of them that they're actually, like, really good.
You know, I laugh out of anger. You know, you got to make levity out of it because we know at the end of the day the black Messiah is going to save us from all of this. But it's just pathetic, man. You know, and there's more of that stuff that goes on, man. You know, it's amazing, bro. It's hard to refrain from talking about it. You know, we need to talk about it.
Yeah.
No, you know what? You're right, because it's not being spoken about like it should. It'll flash in the media for a little while, and then the NBA playoffs come on.
Yep.
LeBron's getting eliminated. Mm. Where's he gonna go? What's he gonna do?
Oh man!
And everybody goes to sleep.
Goes to sleep, bro. Damn, that's top headline. Look at that.
And everybody goes to sleep. Give me Psalms 51 and 20. All right. You gotta understand, man. These scriptures, again, the same way we talk about these things that are micro or macro. You know, this just shows you the nature of this man raising his hand against people. You know, 51 and 20. You got it?
This is 51. I got a 19.
I'm sorry, 55. My apologies. That's my fault.
No, you go.
That's my bad.
He said, oh, no.
Psalms 55 and 20. This is the book of Psalms, chapter 55, verse 20. He hath put forth his hand against such as be at peace with him.
So you could be walking down the street minding your own business. You could be ordering something in your native language, all right, at a restaurant. And you're going to get these type of things that will happen to you, either verbally accosted or physically accosted in the case of his brother's dismembered body.
Oh, inadvertently, right, by putting beaner on a coffee thing.
Right. Go ahead.
He hath broken his covenant.
Read on.
The words of his mouth were smoother than butter.
You know, as a people, you fall asleep. You look at that other woman, the one that was calling the cops on the guy barbecuing, and he had the other Edomite, you know, trying to defend him. Listen, don't be fooled by that. Nope. People be fooled by that. You have to understand something. All of them are not upright. All of them.
That's in the Bible.
Okay, all of them. We're going to get that next. Habakkuk 2 and 4 after this. Go ahead, read.
But war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were drawn swords.
It's telling you that their nature, the prophecy of their nature, when you read Genesis 25, it says they will live by the sword. Their thing is violence. That's how they act out. Look at this whole thing with the shooting and the gun thing. Mm-hmm. All of these shooters have been Edomites, man.
Every single last one of them, bro.
They've been Edomites. They want to talk about us and, black-on-black crime and everything. And listen, that's true. We should not be doing that. But that's a big thing. But that's not – that shouldn't excuse what y'all are doing to our people.
Hey,
by
Cap,
y'all, I mean all these other nations.
Yeah, even on that, though, like – okay, so they bring up black-on-black crime. When do we ever deny that that's a problem, though?
We don't.
We never deny
exactly.
That that's a
problem.
That's
a good point. Because
they won't even acknowledge
they don't acknowledge that there's a problem.
They're out of driving this weekend.
that's a good point. Give me Habakkuk 2 and 4.
The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2 and verse 4. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him.
It says his soul is not upright in him. It's deep down to his core. On the surface, you're going to get a representative. All right. When you pair that with Psalms 55, it's saying, yo, his words may be smoother than butter, but you have to understand war is in his heart. Mm. Go ahead.
But the just shall live by his faith.
But the just are going to live by faith, regardless. Don't get shaken by none of this stuff. Don't worry about this, all right? Because the Lord, this is him being revealed in these last days so that his will can be done.
Well, none of that. It says all things work together for good. Even though these atrocities are things that anger us, that we don't want to see happen to our brothers and sisters, it's for the revealing of the man of sin. It's for the son of perdition, for us to look back and say, you know what, this man doesn't love us just because he gives us welfare in Section 8, that he is, in fact, the devil the Bible speaks of.
Yes, for us to come back to our true identity, man.
Oh, yeah, I posted a comment.
Yeah, you saw that, right?
Yeah. So he says, so it is true. It is true about the kid in Houston. So he says, it's my understanding that with the incident with the young J kid down in Houston, two or three Caucasian teenagers, all right, which is Edom, who the world ignorantly calls Caucasians or the white
ignorant.
Man, all right,
so ignorant.
Because the Bible calls them Edom, Esau, right? And we're not saying you're ignorant. I'm sorry, I don't want it to come off that way. But we get what you meant. But that's just our line on the show, right? Because we want people to know biblically who the Caucasians are, and who were recruited to kidnap the younger brother. They were arrested, so they found these other Edomite teenagers. And they found text messages on the phone, like planning the thing.
Bro, teenagers, meaning what? That they were born and raised to have that in them.
His soul.
Right. Well, we just read.
Exactly.
It's not upright in him.
That is crazy, bro. Teenagers that came up with kidnapping.
Bro, it's what I mentioned on a radio show recently. The conversations they have with their children are not the same conversations we have with ours.
Truth.
Trust me, this is proof.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah, I'll just put that black on black crime thing is just a way to try to divert it away from them for what they do. But again, that doesn't excuse what they do. So that's the point that I'm trying to make. They want to go to that and say, oh, but you don't talk about that. And mind you, yes, that is an issue. All right. But like it was stated, we acknowledge that. We don't ignore that. We know that that's a problem. And we know that it needs to be fixed. The problem is the people that have the level of influence that are trying to fix it, they're not using the Bible. Right. So that's the difference. Trust me, we have a camp in Chicago. We have brothers going out trying to change that. But the Lord don't work in great numbers, all right?
You have one here.
You have one here, one there, all right? So, yes, so we have our method. Yes, 1 Corinthians 1:19. It talks about 1:19 down. Mm-hmm. It talks about the foolishness of preaching. The base things are going to go ahead and change those things. So not these men of renown, not the Al Sharpton.
Right, not protesting,
okay?
Not Black Lives
not the,
Matter.
Not the Jesse Jacksons. None of that stuff is what's going to save our people, all right? What's going to save us is acknowledging why these things are happening to us to begin with, all right? You got to dissect and assess and examine what the problem is. In medical, they call it the epidemiology, which means the source of a sickness.
Mm.
What's causing it? And that's what needs to be solved, because if not, you're just saying, oh, maybe this will work or maybe that'll work. So it's like saying, my spleen is hurting, and you go, here, let me put a Band-Aid on your elbow.
That's prescription without diagnosis is malpractice.
Right.
Yeah.
So and that's what's happening. We've been all these fake leaders, even though, listen, deep down, maybe some of their intentions are good. All right. But seducing spirits get a hold of them. All right. Since it lacks the scripture, it's been malpractice. It's been malpractice on our people.
They're giving false medication.
They're giving false medication because there's no proper diagnosis, right? So we understand, we see the symptoms of the problem, but we don't know what the problem is.
That's right.
And so what it is like I said, it's literally something as, I have a headache, here's a Band-Aid on your elbow. And it's just, it's like trying to randomly figure out what's going to fix it. Let's try this. Let's try that. Let's try this. Let's march. Let's do this. When the scriptures has it all laid out for you and it says you are going through these things because you did not obey me. Your forefathers didn't, until this day you refuse me.
Says,
so you will continue to go through these things.
I will
things.
Go and return to my place.
So here's an example. Blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, right? Impoverished. We have no say, supposedly. Right? That's the symptom, right?
Yeah.
Right? What's the diagnosis? Go vote. That's putting a Band-Aid on a headache.
Right.
That's exactly it.
Go ahead and vote.
Exactly it.
Your vote matters.
Right. go ahead and march.
Go ahead and march.
That's a Band-Aid on
the head. Yeah, a constitution says you could protest peacefully and you have freedom of speech. Where's that gotten us? How's that been working out for us?
Band-Aid for a headache.
That's been in the Constitution since 1776. Yeah. How's that worked out for us?
Hey, when you say the Lord said, I will go return into my place, you have to understand that means he was saying, listen, I am no longer going to stand for you. Mm-hmm. Give me Judah 5 and 20. Because you have to understand this. This is what's happening. This is what it means when he says, I will go and return to my place. Mm-hmm. Meaning, I'm not going to stand for you until you come seeking me. And I'm going to use the base things of this world to bring that to you, to your.
That's the power, baby.
Yeah, man. Bro, and that's a magnificent power. And those of us who have been striving in this, we see that. We see it. We've seen it come to life.
That's why it says, not many mighty. It ain't about physical strength, man. It's simple things that are going to wake us back up
right.
And put us back in our rightful
right.
place.
Can you imagine, man, if these modern saviors of our people, these Jesse Jacksons, these Al Sharptons, if with the platform that they have, if they were to be doing the right thing with the right diagnosis, with the right cure of what needs to happen, all right? You see, I'm going to tell you something. The prognosis, if you don't come back to this, because the prognosis is the long-term outcome, okay?
Right.
The prognosis, if you don't come back to this, is that it looks hopeless.
Well,
it's hopeless if you do not return to your heritage and keeping the commandments.
That's right. They wouldn't have the platform they had.
Exactly.
Because we know that even Satan can bless. So just like he told Christ.
Yeah.
So.
Right. You're right about that. But
even in that stance, they wouldn't have the platform that they have because we know Jake.
Yeah, that's true too.
brothers, so much stuff that like goes into that. Why they're not doing what they're doing and what they should be doing. There's just so much stuff.
Hey, it's like Putin said with the presidents, how the men in the black suits come in and tell them what he can and can't do.
Yep.
I guarantee you, there's a man in a black suit that goes to these activists and go, yeah, okay. This is the little bit of help we'll allow you to do.
Yep.
But it's so convoluted, like you said. Hey, maybe some of them really, they're like, well, this is the best that I can do, so I took it. I took the deal because at least I'm doing something.
Yeah.
But the something's not enough.
They keep turning their back on this.
Right. Judith 5 and 20.
This is the book of Judith, chapter 5, verse 20. Now, therefore, my lord and governor, if there be any error in this people and they sin against their God, let us consider this. Let us consider that this shall be their ruin, and let us go up. And we shall overcome
this. This is what happened. This is the source of our problems. Without me having to get into the curses or anything else, this is a quick way for me to show you, you Native American man and woman, you Latin man and woman, you black man and woman, all those scattered that are of our people, that if your spirit bears witness with this, all right? It says you are going through what you're going through as a people. We are in this fight because we have turned from God and his commandments. But here is the cure. Here is the solution. Read.
But if there be no iniquity in their nation, let my Lord now pass by, lest their Lord defend them and their God before them, and we become a reproach before all the world.
And that is what is going to happen. We need our God and Christ to defend us again.
See, a lot of Christians may be saying right now, Cap, or when they hear this replay, but I go to church. That's not what the scripture says.
That's not what it's saying.
Scripture doesn't say to go into a building, okay, every Sunday, which is not the Sabbath,
right?
Okay, and go ahead and just sing and dance or just pray, right? Scripture says in Proverbs, your prayers are an abomination to the Most High God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he that heareth not
the law.
Get me Deuteronomy 10 on that note when you said that. Get me
Deuteronomy
10.
So sitting in a church is not doing it. You need to first step, 1 Kings 8, 46 through 49, repent as an Israelite man and woman, black man, black woman, Hispanic man, Hispanic woman, Native American man, Native American woman.
Give me Deuteronomy 10 and 12.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 12.
This is why sitting in the church, see, because here's the other thing. They've had the zeal, not according to knowledge, and they said, okay, God is the answer, but you don't know his program.
Right.
So you know that joining God's team, right, and playing for that team is the answer, but you haven't studied the playbook.
Right.
Give me Deuteronomy 10 and 12.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10 and 12. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee?
We have not asked that. We have still taken the agenda of our oppressors and said, God is the answer, but you're doing it based on a false playbook. All right, read.
but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul.
And if you stop right there, Christian will say, I'm doing that. But no, the Lord knows his people, so he said, I gotta articulate this fully. Read.
To keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good.
Behold, for thy good. For thy good. Read on.
Behold, the heaven and the heavens and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's thy God. The earth also, with all that therein
he,
is.
You know, that line is like basically reminding you, hey, I'm letting you know who I am. I'm telling you this, and just in case you're curious, don't be listening to your Edomite pastor or your Jake pastor that learned under Edomites that they brought this Bible to you in their translation and their interpretation. He's saying, listen to what I'm saying and remember, because behold, the heaven and the heaven of heaven is mine, the earth also, and all that's in there. Read.
Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day.
That power, the creator of all things, chose you. He loved you and only you. And he says, you should be asking yourself, God, what do you require of me? And the answers are right here. He's hid his face from us in the way like in Judith, where he doesn't defend us that way, like in Joshua, like with Elijah. He ain't going to roll like that right now. Because he wants us to use the base things. He wants the foolishness of preaching to show you how powerful he really is and how that's going to bring a nation back, how that's going to bring the beginning. Because for a beginning to happen, there has to be an end. And that means everything that's here has to end so that what he's fully intended for the kingdom of heaven can be established.
Give me Romans 10, 1 and 2, just to elaborate more on how sitting in a church, okay, every week for years on end till you die, okay, is not what the Most High God is requiring of us. Go ahead.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 1.
Now understand, this is Paul speaking to the Israelites that were in Rome. When you're a citizen of a country, you're called, like we're citizens of America, but we're not, right? We're Israelites. Mm-hmm. We're called Americans, okay? They were citizens of Rome, so they were called Romans. For those people that like to get it confused, he was speaking to everybody. No, he was speaking to the Israelites in Rome. Here's the proof.
Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel.
For who?
For Israel.
For Israel, not for the Romans. Wait a minute, it got to say Romans there. The brother's reading it wrong.
For Israel.
Okay.
Is that they might be saved.
That they might be saved. Possessive, man, that whole thing alone. Somebody come with me and say we're taking that out of context. Go ahead, tell me that. Call in right now, 516-531-9797. Tell me we're taking that out of context.
Hey, he don't memorize nothing. He memorized that.
Right. Go ahead. I'm reading it.
Oh, damn. I was going to say, filled with the Spirit of the Lord.
Go ahead.
For
I bear them record, my brethren. Remember, let's not lose the thought. Go ahead.
That they...
Go ahead.
Have a zeal of God.
Have a zeal of God sitting in the doggone church, right? That's not even according to the scriptures. Church is Israel as a nation, not an edifice, not a building. Okay, go ahead.
But not according to knowledge.
But not according to knowledge. Give me Malachi 2 and 7, I believe.
Yes.
Okay, what's the knowledge? Okay, because you there sitting every day, like in This Is America video. When the choir is singing every week, singing, all right? Not according to knowledge. Okay? Nothing wrong with singing. Don't get me wrong. We're not saying that at all.
Nope.
Okay, our forefathers sang. David sang after he would whip the other nations behind.
Moses sang.
Okay, Moses sang. I mean, we're not saying that. We love it. But that's not righteousness. Go ahead.
This is the book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 7.
Go ahead.
For the priest's lips should keep knowledge.
So your pastors, those people that you put your life in their hands, pretty much, right? Because you're depending on them to give you spiritual guidance, right? Which in turn leads to your how to live your life right, so that you won't be living in the conditions that you're living in. Go ahead.
And they should seek the law at his mouth.
They should seek songs.
They should seek the law at his mouth.
They should go ahead and open up a precept, open up a scripture, mention the scripture, and not talk, not read the scripture. And if they do, tie it into, that's why you got to give 10%.
They should seek the law at his mouth.
Go ahead.
For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
Because that priest is supposed to be the messenger of the Lord of hosts. Okay, where we at?
Back in Romans.
Okay, go ahead, go back.
Romans, you want to go to 3?
Read 2 again, so we don't lose the point of the knowledge.
Verse 2, Romans chapter 10, verse 2. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge.
Not according to the law. Okay, sitting in a church every day for hours on end, coming out okay, feeling okay for those 6, 7, 8 hours, however long you're in there, and then going back to life again and being damned. Why are these two young black men lynched?
Right.
Why was this young man conspired to be kidnapped and found butt naked? That's ridiculous, man. Go ahead.
For they being ignorant.
They being what?
They being ignorant.
Listen, brothers and sisters, yes, you're ignorant because you are not following the law. Sitting in a church and singing and coming out thinking that you got the Holy Ghost, you're not in the law. You're not in the spirit. Go ahead.
Of God's righteousness.
Of God's righteousness. Righteousness according to Deuteronomy 6:24. Go ahead.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 25.
25, am I correct? Go ahead.
And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments.
Some commandments.
All these commandments.
We observe to what?
To do.
To talk about them.
To do.
To just sit in a church for hours and just sing.
To do.
To go ahead and compete with the sister next to me if I have the better clothes or not.
To do.
To go ahead and sleep with your members, one of your members' wife if you're the pastor.
To do.
These are all things that go on. Am I wrong?
You're right.
Go ahead.
To do all these commandments before the Lord our God as.
Uh-oh. Before the Lord who?
Our God.
Our possessive. Okay, this is Moses speaking. Go ahead.
As he commanded us.
Us. Another possessive pronoun. Go ahead. Go back real quick. Let's finish it up.
Romans chapter 10, verse 3. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own.
Their own belief that I'm just going to sit in a church for hours and just sing and dance. Which, again, nothing wrong with it. But there's no substance behind that. Because you're still coming out of there wicked as all get out. Go ahead.
Their own righteousness have not submitted themselves.
You have not submitted yourself thinking if you think you'd have by doing all that. Go ahead.
Unto the righteousness of God.
You ain't doing Lord's commandment. You got this Bible. You look at the Bible. You open the Bible. You listen to what's coming out the Bible. But you ain't doing the Bible.
Bring it up.
Give me Baruch 2 and verse 29. Because there was a key word in there. It said, because our people have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Baruch 2 and verse 29, and this is the result of that. This is the result of why the Most High turned his back and said, I will not defend them as a people because they were stiff-necked and didn't hearken unto me.
I mean, I hate that one. It's
Baruch
bad in there.
2 and verse 29. Brother, you got like 19 books in front
of
you.
Yeah, but these ones are bad with Baruch.
Okay. Baruch 2 verse 29. So because we didn't submit ourselves unto God, this is what happened to us.
This is the book of Baruch chapter 2 verse 29. If ye will not hear my voice, surely this very great multitude shall be turned into a small number among the nations where I will scatter them.
Because we didn't hear the voice of God. We didn't hearken unto his commandments. He said, I'm gonna turn this great multitude into a small number among the nations where I will scatter them, whether it be in here in the United States of America, the Caribbean, South America, Asia, so on and so forth. Read on.
For I knew that they would not hear me.
So God says, because he declared the end from the beginning. He says, I knew that they would not hear me. Read.
Because it is a stiff-necked people. But in the land of their captivities, they shall remember themselves.
Because our punishment was to go into slavery on slave ships, be discontinued from our heritage. But all praise to the Most High in these last days, through the blood of his son, we have a chance to now come back. And in our land of our captivities, remember ourselves. Read on.
And shall know that I am the Lord their God, for I will give them an heart and ears to hear.
He will give us an heart and ears to hear. He would give us understanding according to everything Captain was bringing out. The law. Everything revolves around the law. And he would give us the ears. Read on.
And they shall praise me in the land of their captivity.
and think upon my name.
And think upon his name, the law, the word, read on.
And return from their stiff neck and from their wicked deeds. For they shall remember the ways of their fathers, which sinned before the Lord.
Now jump to chapter 4 and read verse 6.
This is the book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 6. Ye were sold to the nations, not for your destruction.
Because you didn't submit to God. You were sold unto the nations, but not for your destruction. Because like every good father, he has to punish his children. Read on.
But because ye moved God to wrath. I'm sorry. But because ye moved God to wrath, ye were delivered unto the enemies.
Because we were not submitted to God. We were sold, but not for us to be destroyed. Because he just said in Baruch 2 that we would come back. He would give us a heart to understand that we are the chosen people of God. Come back and keep the law.
Hold that thought, because I don't want you to finish. But I don't want. If the people that call themselves the Jews today, if this fits them, when they were in Germany, they were following the laws, weren't they?
Right. Right.
So this is not them. This is not them. Because they might say, well, you don't get to them because we don't follow the laws.
Right.
Right.
They were.
A lot of bombs dropping there.
A lot of bombs.
Woo!
Bro,
it all.
No.
Wait.
That's what it is.
Everything comes back to keeping the laws and the faith in Christ. Every single thing. We didn't submit to God. Just like Ezekiel said, right, about having the valley of dry bones, it starts with the identity. And then after the identity, it starts with doing what is well-pleasing to God, and that's keeping his laws. Bada boom, bada bing.
Aha! 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 There it is.
What do you know for a
fire?
Fire, F-I-Y-A-H.
Yeah.
Okay. Fire.
I'm trying to go through all my things. Wait a second. People want to notice. You better do something about it. You better repent.
Hey, we got 3 minutes, bro.
Hey. This is the book of, this is the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 11. And that now, knowing the time, that now it is high time.
It says, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time, read.
To awake out of sleep.
So we're telling you so-called natives, Hispanics, and blacks, that now is the time. Don't put it off until tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. Okay? Come back, repent as an Israelite in the faith of Christ, keep God's laws, because now is the time. Read on.
For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe.
For now, our, you so-called natives, Latins, and blacks, your salvation is nearer than you've ever believed. Because we're now going through the four corners of the earth, just like Christ commanded. We're living in Bible prophecy today. Mm-hmm. We're living in the best time to ever be alive right now.
That's right. No, read, finish that. Read on.
The night is far spent.
The time is short. Hmm. All right.
The day.
Where was the one in Ezra that I was talking about where he says it's 12 hours and basically 11 and a half
is
done at like that time or like 10 and a half. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, there's not much time left. Even Paul's here telling you, hey, the night is far spent. Go ahead.
The day is at hand.
It's close, brothers and sisters.
Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness.
The works of darkness is the works of this world. The ideologies, the philosophies, the rudiments of this world. Read.
And let us put on the armor of light.
Which is the commandments, the light. The law is a lamp.
The apparel.
The commandments are light. So you put on the armor of the commandments. Go ahead.
Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness.
Stop the club. Stop all that other bullshit. Not in rioting. All right. None of that stuff's going to save you. Drinking your problems away ain't going to save you.
Right,
go ahead.
Right.
Not in chambering and wantonness.
You can't say, oh, the world is ending. So get mine. Chambering is talking about hoeing around. All right. Wantonness and all that. Right. Go ahead.
Not in strife and envying.
Not in killing each other, not in fighting with each other. The time now is for us to unify as a people. All right, go ahead.
But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
The things that ail you most, get rid of them. Don't make provision for the lust that you have in you. Mm-hmm. All right? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you, Blog Talk. 60 Thank you.
Seconds.
60 seconds.
Right on point.
Yes, you almost repent. So that was our show. It's a lot of hatred for Israelites, man. I mean, but we notice. But we notice, man. Check us out on Mondays. We have the Spanish broadcast. Also on Wednesdays. With Officer Amariah, all right.
8 p.m. Arizona time.
8:30-ish. 8:30-ish,
yeah.
Arizona time for both Monday and Wednesday shows, all right. And make sure that you like, share, subscribe, all right. You can support us in a variety of ways. And if you're listening and there's not a school near you, get to a school, man. Start gathering together like we read in Thessalonians, all right. So this is the Native Latin and Black Lost History Show, and with that we say shalom.
Shalom. Mm-hmm.